Omri Moses of Berkeley, California, objected to our interview with Hart Seeley, the editor of Pieces of Intelligence, the Existential Poetry of Donald Rumsfeld. Enough glorification of Donald Rumsfeld, Mr. Moses writes. In this time of light scrutiny on our politicians, we need ever so much less attention to the way that politicians say what they say, and more attention to what they're telling the people of this country. The fact of the matter is that politics is not poetry. Thomas Clayton of Lexington, Kentucky, wrote to thank us for remembering the 100th anniversary of George Orwell's birth, but he objected to our marking that event with a commentary from Touré. But really, he writes, was this the best you could do? Certainly we should be enthusiastic about 1984, as well as that other book we read or should have read in ninth grade, Animal Farm. But we should also be enthusiastic, he writes, about Orwell's other work and his other concerns. George Orwell was about a lot more than Big Brother. And finally, Dan Frazier of Flagstaff, Arizona, was tickled by our story about an air guitar contest in Los Angeles. He remembered a funny experience that he had 17 years ago. And he writes, a musician friend of mine asked me to play bass guitar on stage at a dinner club while he sang and played an electric guitar. Meanwhile, his girlfriend would play an electric keyboard. He explained that the club owner would pay more money for a three-person band than for a two-person band. So for an hour, I pretended to play the bass guitar while diners in the candlelit restaurant looked on. They clapped politely at the end of each song, but I knew that they were whispering about my obvious inability to play my own instrument. Please let me know if you hear of any prizes offered for the most atrocious air guitar playing. If you want to comment on our program, write to us at watc@npr.org. Be sure to tell us how to pronounce your name.